Okay, and is he doing 426? What is 426?
With the exception of all the qualifiers. So just the left case left, right?
He's off, I think.
He's off?
Yes.
Okay, so then the next thing would be?
Should be the last one.
527?
527, yes.
Okay. Okay, case number 23-527.
You guys need to grab another chair, grab that short table.
I do have documents that I never handled in 10 days before.
Well, if we haven't received them yet, we can't consider them, unfortunately. But you'll be able to tell us about them.
Okay.
All right. Please state your name, spell your last name, and indicate what unit you're with.
Detective Mike Evangelisti with the Department of Emergency Services, the Public Protection Division of State Police. I'm an attorney here representing the commissioner in this hearing.
And you have a witness?
I do. I have Officer Lobo of the Wallingford Police Department. If you could state and spell, please.
Last name?
L-O-B-O, Officer Lobo, Wallingford PD.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon now, okay. You may proceed.
Thank you. We are here today because the appellant's pistol permit was revoked based on suitability grounds after he had had it for less than 2 years. The appellant made concerning statements directed toward his safety and that of others. The Special Licensing and Firearms Unit requested medical documentation for consideration in reinstating the appellant, to which he agreed but never provided. I'm assuming that's what's here today.
Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
They gave me a month ahead for any medical documents, and I haven't really received any therapy after the incident. That would be a good source of documentation. That's it.
That's it? Okay. Yeah, you would be able to present your case in detail what he's done. Okay, please proceed.
All right, thank you. Officer Lobo, what is your current town of employment?
Wallingford PD.
Okay, how long have you been a police officer?
5 years in Wallingford and 2 years in San Diego, California.
Thank you. Were you working as an officer in the Wallingford Police Department on or about November 23rd of 2022?
Yes, I was.
Do you recall an incident involving a suicidal party making homicidal statements on the state?
I do.
How'd you become aware of this?
I was informed by dispatch.
Can you please speak up?
Yeah, I was gonna say, bigger voice.
Sorry, I was informed by dispatch that they had sent some of his friends, the appellant's friends, had sent some information via social media.
So the complainant in this case was a friend of the appellant's on social media?
Correct.
Okay, and do you remember what the appellant had said to the friend?
They threatened to kill him. He sent a photo of a bullet hole in the wall while he was holding firearms, stating that he was gonna kill everybody and that he was an agent sent by the U.S. government to make him commit a mass murder of the school kids and kept threatening to kill him, that he was gonna skin him alive and things of that nature.
Okay. And just for clarification, the quote is included in the packet. It's, "You are an agent sent by the U.S. government trying to get me to mass murder school kids." That's the quote he was referring to. So what did you do next?
We went to the house.
Okay. And can you describe where the house is located in reference to any other?
Yeah, so the house is across Moses Y. Beach Elementary School, right on Christian Street, and that's where we went, and we set up a perimeter.
Okay. Did you make contact with anybody after setting up the perimeter?
We spoke with the parents.
And where'd they say he was?
He said he was working at Burger King.
Okay. And did you stay on scene, or did you go to where he was working?
The sergeant stayed at the scene while the rest of us went to make contact with him at Burger King.
And did you make contact with the appellant?
Yes.
Okay. And what was his demeanor? What was he like?
He was compliant. He was calm.
Good. And did he know why you were there to talk to him?
Well, I immediately put handcuffs on him. And then he said along the lines of, are you guys here because I made comments about me shooting my foot?
Okay.
Wanting to shoot my foot. So that's what he said.
Did you search the appellant at all?
Yes, I did.
And did you find any weapons on him?
Yes, I did. I found two knives and a tourniquet on his person.
Okay. And was his vehicle searched at all?
Yes, it was.
And were any weapons found inside the vehicle?
Yes, there were several knives and I believe a bear mace.
Okay, inside the vehicle as well. Okay. And the sergeant on scene was the one who located the weapons inside a closet with ammunition, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. But while you were on scene, did you ask him about the number of weapons? Because there was some discrepancy inside the report, because four firearms were found, but how many did the appellant state that he had?
He stated that he had three firearms.
Three firearms. And the outstanding firearm that was in question, the fourth firearm, that was an RF-15, just for the board. It was an RF-15, which is a Radical Firearms, AR-15 style weapon, detachable magazine, semi-automatic. There was green tip ammunition for those that know it. I believe that's a solid core ammunition utilized by the military in certain applications. And when looking back at the registration, it was purchased in October. I'll ask the appellant later about the purchase, but I believe it was purchased in October, a month prior to this incident. So it was just not disclosed that it was actually his. Did he say if it was somebody else's or his or anything along those lines? If you don't remember, you don't remember.
I don't recall. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. So what did you do next?
Committed him to the hospital.
Okay. And was a risk warrant completed and executed?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay. That's all.
Do you have any questions you'd like to ask the witness?
Yes. I don't remember saying that exactly about anything about schools. About mentioning schools or anything about that. I may have said that, but it was, I don't know, like, kind of jested.
Okay, these are asking him questions about what he said. You'll be able to testify
yes.
about what you wanted shortly.
Yes, all the firearms were mine. I may have said three, maybe because I was, I don't know, anxious, tunnel vision.
Okay. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay. Board has questions. Anybody want to get in there? Okay.
So. You know, so again, I'll sort of follow up on how the appellant asks. Just point out in the, or where in the report, was there a mention of a school?
So,
did you read?
If I said it, we, okay.
This is for them. I'm looking forward in the report that I didn't see it either, so sort of trying to keep
so place. We have.
I didn't see anything in the. RPO.
If we go to the report,
yep.
Page 2 of 4, first paragraph, it's not a full paragraph, so first paragraph, yep. Last line.
Oh, I got it. Thank you. Yep. I was going through the RPO.
Yeah, of course.
Thank
nope.
you.
Yep.
And you took that statement directly from the friends. He shared that message with you.
That is correct.
Officer, correct?
That is correct.
Yep.
Sorry. He was from California.
Yep. I got that. So this wasn't something he just related to you. This is actually, he actually shared.
A snapshot, correct.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. All right. So now it's your turn. You can tell us what you'd like us to know and call any witnesses in your behalf if you want.
Okay. So that night, probably going to go from the beginning. This incident happened at work. I didn't have my firearm with me. All I had was like two knives. I think my dad took me to work that night.
I don't remember.
Okay. Using my car, he waited for another car to be driven back home. After working a block, I've had like arguments with these people. I wouldn't say that these aren't personal friends. They're, some of them are like overseas and such. But I didn't know them like locally, personally. I think the incident started when I was on break. I was having a sandwich and
I ended up getting into an argument with this one particular person. Before the incident happened, I posted a picture of me holding a firearm. In this server in particular, it was common to like take pictures of firearms or talk about firearms and such as things like that. So,
When you say posted, I don't mean to interrupt, but posted on Instagram, on Facebook?
It was on the app Discord.
Okay, thank you.
But that post had nothing to do with what happened afterwards. With I don't know the exact picture. I think it was the one of me just like, but it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't threatening. It wasn't meant to be threatening to other people. It may have looked that way because I was pointing it like this, but especially after what happened, maybe like minutes afterwards, but it wasn't meant to be made like that. After a while, I started arguing with this one individual. He was, I don't even know if he was, he probably wasn't even American, but after a while, as this was going on, it went down and went down. I think I told them that I am going to kill you guys, and not in a way that was like clear, like specific. I just said like that I am going to kill you guys. And then after a while, I think he said like, "You're going to shoot us," or something like that.
They were kind of leading him on.
Yeah. And then afterwards, we started fighting a little bit more. And then I think later at the end, which I thought that went really far, and I think, which is what happened, was that I threatened to shoot my foot with, and I was very specific when I said this, when I got back from work, because I was acting mostly on like my emotions. I was pretty upset about what they said, and then I at some point my break was done, and I almost forgot kind of about the ordeal until when the police showed up. I kind of knew exactly what it was. So I thought mainly it was because of the foot. I don't know exact about what he mentioned about you guys are federal agents and you guys want me to shoot the school. I don't know if that was that night, but it was mainly probably just like a joke. But right now, everything that I've said was intolerable. It's not things that I say now to people. I don't wish death upon other people. I don't wish death upon myself. I don't think about harming myself with anything.
You'll be out of chance.
Yeah. But I did get police did show up. I had two knives on me, two utility knives. I wasn't intending to use those on other people. They were, you know. The tourniquet I used to carry a tourniquet just to be safe, because I was I'm a volunteer EMT, so it was something I usually just like had on me. He searched my car, they searched my vehicle. I had bear mace. I did have like a small like fixed blade, I think, in center console, like a utility fixed blade, a small, like, it wasn't giant. But took took me in, and after that, in terms of treatment, I did see a, 1 month later, I did see, I did go to this thing in Oakland, California. It's a thing called the Sterling Institute of Relationships. They help men get better with their spouses. They help men try to be the best who they are. And I've attended their weekend, and apparently I've graduated with them, and I took a few classes with them, like one session with them where it was Zoom calls where we would talk, and I did, we would have a group of men that would like support each other. If anything happened, I would always have them, and I've had my family. They know most about my mental health and how it,
I don't believe he has any mental health.
You don't have a chance, sir.
That's all I have for now.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
A couple quick things. First, I probably don't want to put this on the record, but I am familiar with Discord to a certain level, because I use it for Dungeons and Dragons, unfortunately. But anyways, in Discord, when you posted those pictures, was it directly to that group? Or was it, because sometimes when people hear social media...
How many pictures were there?
So what I'm asking is, for the pictures, were they posted to a social media account, much like Instagram, where anyone can search it, or is it just to a directed group?
To a direct group.
Okay, that's all. I just want them to understand, like, is it something like TikTok where anybody can see, or was it just these specific individuals?
It was a specific group, and it wasn't even, I don't know 100%, but it wasn't even in the same section as where the argument started.
Okay, and that's fine. I just wanted to, like, delineate that, so it wasn't like you're, like, showing the whole world, you know, just showing those people. And when you're saying that you had utility knives on you, obviously I wasn't there, but there's a knife described in the report as a Benchmade switchblade style. Benchmade, great products. I have a few Benchmades, both fixed blade, then I have a Infidel, so that's a switchblade.
Yeah.
Was it a auto-open style?
No, assisted? It was an access lock, Benchmade 940.
Okay, so what that would be is an assisted open. It has a little bit, you have to manually open it, so it's not kind of a misnomer being a switchblade, but it's still a defensive, was it a defensive style knife? Because it's a 940. Tanto, or?
It was a reverse Tanto, but I don't think it was...
Which is the sharp
one, it was just normal, like, everyday carry knife, Benchmade 940. Yeah.
Okay. So, when your pistol permit was issued, do you remember when that was?
No.
So, for the board, it was April of 2021. Does that sound accurate? April local permit, May would be
probably
the state permit?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, it hasn't been for, like, 20 years, right?
No.
Okay, good. When officers seized your firearms, they were not located in a safe on the premises, but in your closet with ammunition.
Yes.
Why'd you leave all of these in your closet unsecured, especially if you were going to work? That's my question.
I used to when I first started, but recently when that incident happened, I didn't. There's no children, like younger children, in our house.
Okay.
Around, so I didn't really feel like the need to.
To lock them up?
Yes.
You could just have them out and about?
Yes.
Okay.
Even right now, right now I would absolutely lock them up.
Good. Okay, good. So, you were saying that you kind of said this in jest, but have you spoken like this in the past? And if so, were there, like, different scenarios, like at school or just online with other people? Like, because you're saying it's in jest, so...
If I did, it was probably a little bit online. I've never said anything online like this in real life.
Okay, to another person. Okay. And...
And I completely forgot about that, about what I said about the school. I had no idea.
All right. it kind of covered it, but what were you trying to accomplish by saying these things and then sending the pictures of you with the guns? Like, what would, because there's kind of this, like, dichotomy between the two, but, like, what were you trying to accomplish with both?
Well, with me with the gun, I was kind of just showing off. It was very immature. It's not something I would do now in this situation, or in any situation, I still wouldn't really do that.
Okay.
With mentioning with the school, I was trying to be funny. But again, it's really stupid.
Other than this incident, have you ever been treated for suicidal ideations, homicidal thoughts, anything like that?
No.
Have you ever tried self-harm or anything along those lines, or injured yourself on purpose?
No.
Okay. Are you currently in a program or seeing a medical professional?
I am not.
Other than that one weekend course you described in California,
yes.
Have you had any inpatient treatment, counseling sessions, talk to a counselor, anybody whatsoever? I mean, family's excellent. Having a good, strong support network is huge, especially anybody in our society. But have you sought anybody professional? Because I don't know if Dad, are you, I'll ask him later, but
no,
do you have any medical professionals in the family that you could rely on or anything like that?
No, just, yeah.
So I'm assuming then you're not prescribed anything, you didn't receive an actual diagnosis from this incident or anything like that?
No. The only thing I've ever gotten was talking to someone at the hospital that night.
Okay.
Or the next day.
All right.
Any questions from the board based on that?
I'm a belabor, yeah, sorry.
My understanding is you were transported to Mid-State Medical Center for an evaluation.
Yes.
Was that in the emergency department?
I think it was psych. It may have been.
Were you admitted to the psych floor, or were you evaluated by a psychiatrist in the emergency room?
I do not know.
Could you describe the setting?
It was a room kind of with hallways with beds. There were things rounded. You know how the rooms are kind of like rounded, like a rounded door handle. It was like a hallway of rooms, basically.
A doctor came in to see you?
A doctor came in to see me. Well, somebody came in to see me, and they told me the doctor was coming, but they didn't tell me that the doctor wasn't coming the next morning. So I was waiting for maybe 15 minutes for a doctor, and it ended up being the next day. And I had a doctor talk to me.
Okay. Was that doctor a psychiatrist?
I do not know.
What kinds of questions were you asked?
He asked me why I had firearms, and I just told him that I had them for, I think, protection, or I don't know. I don't remember exactly what I said, but he would ask me questions about why I want to kill people, things such as that. And he had like an angry demeanor, not angry, but like high up, elevated, mad.
Can you beat that?
Like stern. Then after a while, he kind of just left. I waited a little bit more, and then I received, I think the psychiatrist that was talking to me was sick, so she ended up having to talk to me with a phone, my phone, and I've talked to her for maybe a good 15 minutes or less about kind of the situation, what happened, what went down, things like that. And then I hung up, and exactly 3 that day, I was picked up by my mother.
So you were discharged from that same
yes.
setting that you were in?
Yes.
Okay. And did you receive any paperwork when you left that facility? They give you any discharge paperwork?
I think they gave me something like a paper on.
It was a paper that said he was not suicidal.
Wait.
That's what I think it was.
You think? There was a paper. I don't really remember all the paper that they gave me. I think it was a pamphlet about addiction, like alcohol addiction, things such as that. but I don't remember specifically there being a paper about where to go after.
In your conversation with the doctor over the telephone, how did that conversation conclude? What did the doctor say to you?
I think I don't really remember the exact conversation, what happened afterwards.
Did someone...
But it wasn't... It wasn't... She did say that I was, like, I think she said I was okay.
Did anyone who was physically present in the emergency room come in and talk to you prior to your being discharged?
I don't think so. Only to give me food. I was left alone.
How did you know that you could go then? Somebody must have come in and said something to you.
Someone did at the very end.
Okay, and what did they go over with you? Because usually they go over what's been evaluated and what they're recommending.
I don't really remember. All I remember is that I think my mom was with me, and she was talking about something, and something about like me going back to being like me being doing something, like having a will to do being an EMT or something like that, and around those terms, and then she just started saying that, well, if you want to be an EMT, you shouldn't be doing this. You need to stop doing this type of stuff. That's all I remember what the medical professional said as I was getting out.
What are you doing now?
So right now I'm currently a welder, a repair welder in East Granby. At the time of the incident, I was working in fast food at Burger King. I went to trade school September 2023, and I got out of it at June 2024, and I found a job with it in September, and I've been working there since.
Do they give you health care benefits, something like that?
They do. I'm trying to get to it.
Are you a gamer? Is that why you
I don't recently, like, not as much as before.
Do you still use Discord for messaging?
Yes.
Are you messaging people you only met through Discord, or do you have people that you've actually met in person who also are on Discord?
Maybe one or two, maybe none. Yeah. My friends that I like have around they're not really like Discord people.
Do you hang with them? Do things with them?
Yeah, I do things with them. Last week I went to New York with them.
And where do you live? Do you still live at home? Do you have your own place?
Yeah, I still live at home with my mom, dad, and brother.
Your dad and your brother?
Dad.
Your
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We are planning to move out pretty soon. We don't know where, but in the state, we're planning on downsizing.
And what town do you live in now?
Wallingford.
When you received your letter from us regarding this appeal hearing,
mm-hmm.
Part of the instructions were there was a request if there was any mental health concerns as part of the revocation to please bring the discharge papers. Mm-hmm. Did you attempt to get those?
I have discharge papers, but I wouldn't even consider them discharge. They're like documents of the hospital. And they're really unorganized.
Okay. And was that based on the request from SLFU or the request from us? Because we requested those, would have been in 2023, March of
23. Oh, I don't think I've gotten that, no.
Okay, because that was part of when you appealed, and part of when you received our appeal letter, that is very specific.
Okay.
Asking for the discharge papers to be provided to the board for the hearing.
Would it have been mailed to me?
Well, that's how you found out about your hearing.
Okay. I found out about this hearing Like, they mailed this to me maybe October or November.
October 29th, our hearing notice says.
Yes.
Okay.
Ask for the medical documentation to be sent to us.
Yeah.
On hearing notice. I don't know about the initial.
And that was to supply it to us.
The initial says it also.
That's what I thought, yeah, the initial letter says it also, that we've received your appeal.
It's just a reminder, yeah, to make sure you get the documents into us.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you missed it, I didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's very helpful for the board.
Yes.
To see what you were diagnosed, why you were brought in, things like that. So some of the, you said you were, when you were on Discord at Burger King on your break, who, you referred to them as these people you are arguing with.
Yes.
Who were, these were just people, I don't know anything about Discord, so. So what, and you said it went from an argument, and you actually used the term fighting with these people. And is that what led up to you now saying you're gonna shoot yourself in the foot, and based on that argument and fighting with these people online?
Yes, that's a particular thing, yes. These people,
So, and again, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
It wasn't like a random person that I just saw. It was someone that I've just known.
For how long?
Maybe a few months. I've known their existence on, like, that server, but I don't know. They would always just, like, say, they would always, like, tease you, you know, like, just, you know. Back teasing, things like that.
Like what? I'm sorry. You spoke at the same
time.
No, that's okay. You spoke at the same time.
No, they would always just, like, I don't know, like, try to get to you, like, get into you, get to you.
Yeah, and so what specific, how did they get to you that day to get to the point that you made those, you know, those comments and stuff?
I don't know.
Or that one person?
They were saying things that were, I don't know, I was just, adrenaline, emotion. I think one of the things he said, he like called me a low-cal or something.
Okay.
And I don't know. They've been doing this at the time. They've been doing it for a while. It wasn't just that night.
And you say they, so other people you're connected with?
Well, it was most. It was this person in particular, but other people were kind of like, and a different server were kind of being like. Like teasing and things like that. Things specifically about like self-improvement and stuff like that.
And so that's, so.
That's kind of what got me like mad at them.
And it pumped you up so much that that's why you made those comments?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have, sir.
How would you describe your use of Discord?
Recently, just nothing, just chatting.
Okay, at that time.
Venting, mostly just venting, yelling, not yelling, but like complaining.
So my understanding, it's like a chat room?
Yes.
Okay, and how did you acquire the friends or people in your chat room? Where do they come from, or how did you encounter them?
I would be friends with one of the people that were in the servers. Well, not, yeah, I know the server, for this server, I knew the server owner, and I was friends with them maybe, I don't know, maybe a year or two. He was also kind of into firearms, so we kind of had this, like, small friendship bond, like, not a big one, but, so I would join a server, and there would be people in that server that, like, you could interact with that I never knew that, yeah.
Okay. For this purpose, is server interchangeable with chat room?
Yes.
Okay. So a group of people that were collected on his account, you guys would talk?
Yes.
That come from gaming?
Not from gaming, no.
Okay. Just opinions online. Okay. What do you do outside of Discord? Like, what's your life like? Because I'm not getting a very good sense for that.
Well, at the time of the incident, I was working at Burger King. I was kind of working full time, but not full time. I was like maybe 20, 29 hours about, maybe less, maybe more. During those days off, I would spend time outdoors. I think I played like video games here and there. Right now I do it here and there, but it was pretty standard. But that's all I mostly did at this time. I was probably going to the gun range maybe once every 2 weeks, especially around that time. And I wasn't planning anything. It was more just recreation and self-defense. The other rifle I purchased around October was mostly just a recreational thing. But I would go to the range probably. I tried to go like once every week because I wanted to be a better shooter. And I was really bad with pistols, and I would always have like bad aim and stuff like that. So I tried going to the range more and more and more. And that's why I had a lot of ammunition. I didn't have like thousands and thousands of ammunition, but I just had some for that. I don't really remember what I like most of the stuff that I was doing at that time, but it was mostly just working. Maybe 2 days off, I would go out hiking. I was into fishing. I still kind of am. I still am kind of into fishing, so I tried to do. I think right now, and even back then, I was trying to do things other than watching TV or playing video games. I was trying to be out more.
Okay. So as a result of this incident, you lost your pistol permit, correct?
Correct.
All right. How do you feel about that?
I feel I don't know. I don't feel pretty upset, but because I want to protect myself, and especially in shady, like dark places, and like out in the city and stuff, like at night when I'm traveling alone. So I was pretty. That's mainly why I wanted to want my. That's mainly why I wanted my pistol permit back.
All right.
And also for like recreation too.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Can you tell me, give me a sense of the kinds of chats you would have in the server group? What would you guys be saying to each other?
It was mainly like locker room talk, like being
so
offensive and stuff.
So we're all grown up here. Give me some specifics.
like teasing. Like mainly just like.
I know how girls tease. How do guys tease?
I can't
it's
really.
A guy
thing. It was just like an out like pour of just like them saying like mean things to me saying mean things to them, this that. They were kind of, I guess, like we were trying to be like offensive to each other and things like that. But yeah.
So what got your goat that day?
I don't know.
What did the guy actually say to you?
I don't remember specifically what he said. I think he like called me a low-pal or something.
What
or
does
like
that mean?
Like somebody that's like so embarrassingly like somebody that is so socially bad, embarrassingly, that it's basically fun to look. It's basically fun to watch them. Like when somebody's being so stupid, it's entertaining to watch.
So somebody who's like socially awkward.
Yeah.
And you didn't like that. I wouldn't have liked that.
Correct.
Somebody told me that.
But it was probably more than that. They were probably saying other things, and yeah, they were probably saying other things that made me. Act the way I did.
Could you give me an example?
Say maybe like my face is ugly, this, and I don't know.
And is that a thing for you guys in this chat to poke at each other that way?
Not like,
do
that's
you
not
say
all.
Anything
this,
that's helpful?
No, that's not all that they were like doing, but that's just something that they would do here and there.
And what do you think about that now?
Right now, I like in terms of what?
Do you still engage in that kind of conversation?
Not what I, the things that I said, I don't engage in that. And I, yeah, I tease people here and there, they tease me, but right now I don't really, I don't take it. Like, I don't react the way I reacted.
Do you have any friends that you get together with in real life?
Yes.
That you do stuff with?
Yeah, I have a circle of friends here and there that I hang out with that I know. They're not really like firearm enthusiasts or anything such as that. But a lot of them are kind of busy with work and stuff like that. I'm busy with work too, so we don't really hang out as much as, for say, high school.
How old are you now? 25.
25.
Are some of the guys getting into relationships? Are they getting distracted by other types of relationships rather than just hanging out with the guys?
No.
Are you going to call your dad and your brother as witnesses?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll wait. Eric? I have some other questions after.
Okay.
Okay. So, who would you like to call as your witness?
Eric, Audette.
Okay.
Hey, I'm his father.
Okay, great.
You were asking what Shane is up to now, and he kind of went back to the situation. He's currently a full-time employee of a welding company. Been there for, what, 6 months?
Since September.
Since September. Doing well there. It's like a 30, 40-minute drive from our house. So
it's 55 minutes.
It's a 55-minute
yeah.
drive. So doing well. He's goes to the gym, volunteers at the fire department, is an avid hiker.
I wouldn't say that.
Avid outdoorsman. He goes fishing all the time.
I don't know. Kind of an amateur.
When he lost his pistol permit, he got a bow, so started doing a little bow hunting. But he was, before he lost his, when he had his guts taken, he was an avid hunter. He doesn't have a mental problem. I just think that he said a few words online that he didn't mean. Those people said words to him, you know, that were bad. So, but he didn't, you know, he just thought of it as a bunch of guys getting together and like trading shots at each other, you know. I don't think he's depressed. Doesn't seem to be depressed to me. He stores all his equipment. I thought he stored his equipment okay. Doesn't keep it out and, you know, out in the open or anything.
They weren't kept out, they were in the closet.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been safe with his firearms. I think those people that he was talking to were egging him on. They probably knew they were going to turn him in, you know, and they were just egging him on to say and do stuff that he really didn't mean. He's never been arrested. He's never been in trouble at school. I believe he should have his permit reinstated. I believe he's a very good person, doesn't get in trouble. I've never had any problems with him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other
Max
witnesses?
Would testify.
Max, you want to testify?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, I definitely agree. Like I know, like, a little bit about Discord. Like, I've used it before. And, like, from my understanding, like, really, like, they like the particular group of friends and particular group of people that like he was in like a server with, like they definitely were egging him on, like, as much as it, like, sucks to admit it, I would go as far to say, like, they were, like, really, like, bullying him, like,
yeah, they were pushing him over the edge, bullying him,
and like I've heard from him, like, at that time, like, I remember, like, they also, like, post photos of their firearms, they also post, like, very strange photos, very concerning photos, and, like, they, like, I think it's very hypocritical that, like, they would, like, put in, like, an anonymous, like, red flag for him, like, and, like, kind of, like, I would go as far to say, like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, lynching, I guess, like, I don't know, like, not that, that's probably not the right word, but, like, just, like, going after him.
From what I understand, these people that he was talking to, he might have had other friends, but some of the friends that were causing trouble with him were people down south. They were making fun of him.
No, that it wasn't that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
There was just people on there that were.
I think we got
egging him on. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Cross witness. Crossing the witness.
Right. Yeah.
No, you may want
to. Yes. Sorry. Do you have any questions of either of them?
Any more questions?
Okay.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. The doctor.
Okay. So we're at the closing statement point now. So. You've made.
So our argument is not that the appellant shouldn't.
Stop. Okay. What did I do wrong?
He gets to go first.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Should I make a closing statement?
Yeah, you make a closing statement, then he goes.
Okay. I know the stuff that those things that I've said 2 years ago are really things that shouldn't be mentioned at all, even not gesturally, not as a joke, especially if you're possessing a firearm. These past 2 years, I haven't been saying any of these things. I haven't. I've never had a thought, or I've never wanted to hurt somebody. I've never wanted to self-harm myself. And if a situation such as this would have happened again, I wouldn't. The same route would have not happened. There's other things that I could have done in that situation that couldn't have been that. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Now.
No worries. So our argument is not that the appellant should never have a permit, right? But not enough time has passed, right? Whether it be maturity or mental health, it's only been about 2 years, like he's saying, and since that incident, and we've received no medical documentation. We've even heard today that there's really been no follow-up with a medical practitioner to give us what we need, being the issuing authority, to feel comfortable with him having a firearm in public around other people. Because a lot of it's decision-making. As we saw today with the previous cases, decision-making is a huge portion about having a firearm in public, right? So at this time, our concern for his and the public's well-being still remains without having that sort of information. And again, not a forever thing, but right now, with only 2 years since the incident and nothing in hand, that's where we're at.
Thank you. Okay, comments by the board?
I'll say the situation is, it sucks to see, because it looks like you got caught in a chat room saying some stuff that probably generally gets said in the chat room and then got exposed for it. But the state has offered you an opportunity to provide specific documentation, and you could have been reissued your permit without coming here. And then the presentation here today for me isn't very compelling to say, yep, give him back his pistol permit. This guy just made a mistake. There's a lot of different things that are, like, just coming up questionable that will impact my decision.
Mm-hmm. Not having the discharge paperwork like we asked for is somewhat problematic, and actually it may have helped your case.
Yeah.
Very much so. So that's, we don't have anything really to go on. And the definition, you've been revoked for suitability. That was the reason for the revocation. Initially it was based on the risk protection order. But now we're here for suitability today. And the definition as is that does the appellant have the essential character to safely carry a handgun outside his home or business? 2 years ago, you got into a, in your words, you know, an argument in a fight in a chat room that led you to post very concerning things. You know, part of character is maturity and how you handle yourself, especially there's a higher bar for a permit holder. This isn't, you know, a teenager that's in a chat room and says something stupid because they haven't gotten to that point yet. You've went through the pistol permit class, I'm assuming. You've had the firearm. That responsibility, you shouldn't have known that at the time. And as the detectives, well, as Mr. Gray, I think, said it, the detective was a little nicer about it. I haven't seen that level of maturity even today at all to for me to be comfortable at all to reissue the permit.
Any other comments? Okay, I guess we'll proceed to a vote. Okay. Ms. Johnson?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conrad?
I'm going to say issuing authority at this time. You may actually have in your possession some of the paperwork that the state would like to see. Maybe you can show it to them, but I think the state is, you know, tried to afford you the opportunity to give them some documentation that would have assuaged their concerns, and they may have just outright reissued the permit with that information. So I'm going to have to uphold their recommendation to keep it revoked until provide them some documentation that that shows that this was a one-off stupid kid thing that you did several years ago.
Echoing those comments and what the issuing authority has said, I think we need to let a little more time pass. I think you're in the process of maturing. You're getting past all this stuff. Hopefully you have better friends and, you know, the situation doesn't recur. And so I will vote for the issuing authority at this time. How long can he wait before he reapplies for?
He can apply now if he wants to, but I mean, it's not suggested, but right. Because it's a revocation,
it's not a denial. Every 12 months you can apply for.
Okay, so that's what you'd have to do if you still want to get a pistol permit. You know, you can get the VOR documentation together, reapply at some point in the future, and we'll consider it.
All right, thank you very much.
What kind of documentation?
The initial application will have to be to Wallingford PD again, start that process.
Or okay. Wherever you live.
Yeah, the town you reside in at the time you decide to apply.
Okay. An application you mean for?
Just a, you have to reapply
for a pistol permit. You have to start over again.
So it's reapply for a pistol permit?
Yes.
Correct.
Even if you said no now, maybe a year or 12 months later, I could reapply.
In the municipality or town you live in at that time.
Okay.
And means you're currently able to reapply.
You could reapply.
When would I be able to?
Tomorrow?
You're currently able to reapply. This has been 12 months. However, you probably want to take the information that they provided you today into consideration with what you handed with your packet or your discussion with the officer that processes the paperwork. Because this will come
up. And based on today's hearing. Because you'll have to, you know, that will be part of the consideration of the issuing authority.
The questions would be that whoever has, you know, been denied permit.
Yeah, permit revoked.
So I take advantage of the attorney representing the state being here and check out with him what he recommends to you.
The Dungeons and Dragons? I don't know. Mine's very directed to people who had moved over to California that I grew up with, so. Just got to put it out there.
Did you say you were in the process of moving? I think I'm going to sell my house this spring. Okay, well, then wait till you get a permanent residence somewhere. Yes. That's where you'd have to reapply, not where you live now.
Okay. And when I reapply, I would just have, like, medical documentation ready for...
Yeah, we're not going to give advice on how, what you'll need.
Yeah, okay. I'm a little bit confused on that process.
I can clear it up after. I'll clear it up. I can help. I can help. Give you kind of a game plan.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.